At this time each Monday morning, I'm joined by NHPR's Josh Rogers for The Political Front to look at New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Josh, this week the House is set to vote on a repeal of so-called Stand Your Ground law and also a 12-cent increase to the gas tax. And, of course, lots of attention still on gambling. But let's start with Stand Your Ground.
Well, Rick, as we've spoken about before, this is really the only major gun-related bill being pushed by top Democrats this year. And what this seeks to do is, again, require people to make an effort to retreat when they're outside of their home if threatened before they use deadly force to defend themselves or others. The bill sponsored by House Majority Leader Steve Shurtleff, a former U.S. Marshal. It was to be voted on last week, but was postponed because a staunch opponent wasn't going to be around for the floor debate. Republicans asked it. It was postponed. Democrats agreed. So this is its week. And the votes for passage do look to be there. The margin, though, will be interesting to see how purely this breaks on party lines, because Senate Republicans have said they plan to kill this proposal. But if the House passes it by a big margin with some Republican support, there may be some more pressure on senators.
Senate Republicans have also indicated they plan to kill another House bill that's getting lots of attention, a bill that would increase the state's gas tax. That's for the first time since 1991. Last week, a House panel dropped the proposal from 15 to 12 cents, but have the politics around this bill changed at all?
Not very much. Most in the House see this plan as the best way to raise money for states' roads and bridges, but plenty are also sensitive to the politics of a major multi-year tax increase. When this bill originally cleared the House as a 15-cent hike, it did have the support of a few top Republicans, including Deputy Majority Leader David Hess and Minority Whip. Sean Jasper, but it's hard to see that shaving 3 cents off the top of this is going to pull in many more Republican votes or make this vote any more comfortable, frankly, for Democrats in swing districts, which is why I'd expect you'll see some more floor amendments on this to shrink the proposal a bit more. And the posture from Senate Republicans, which is kill this bill, is going to remain the same as long as their preferred choice for raising money for roads, a casino, is seen to have any viability.
And how viable is that? The House killed one casino bill last week, and they tabled another gambling proposal. So what do you make of that?
Well, the results on these two bills weren't terribly surprising. The bill that was killed, which called for one casino on the Massachusetts border and one in the White Mountains, was seen as being poorly written. It required little investment by casino operators and didn't really contemplate a regulatory structure to oversee expanded gambling. The other bill, which envisioned up to 6 slot machine parlors to be run by the state, is really a placeholder for now. It was tabled on a 170 to 160 vote, and the pitch for laying it on the table was that having a gambling bill in hand, if need be, would give the House a starting point for negotiations with the Senate, should those ever happen, so lawmakers could maximize the state's take from gambling. Gambling does remain a tough sell in the House, but the Senate bill has been criticized as being too casino-friendly, and the House wants to protect its options for now.
Do you think we will be discussing gambling until the state budget is finished?
You know, Rick, it certainly looks that way, and the issue at this point is really coloring a good deal of what's happening in Concord at the moment. Just consider the question of who will be New Hampshire's next attorney general. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office has always opposed gambling, and current Attorney General Michael Delaney's no exception. He's stepping down shortly, and as Governor Haslam looks to replace him, gambling is looming large.
That's interesting. Do you mean that the governor could look to appoint someone who would be more tolerant to gambling?
Well, not necessarily, and I don't pretend to know who the governor will pick, but the short list that is being talked about, and this list is probably speculative, is her own legal counsel, Lucy Hodder, U.S. Attorney John Kakavas, and former State Senator Joe Foster, and all of those three have had interesting contact with gambling.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you start with Lucy Hodder, and let's also note that the last two attorney generals, Mike Delaney and Kelly Ayotte, were previously legal counsels to Governor Ayotte to Benson, of course, and Delaney to Lynch. As for Lucy Hodder, her last job was as a lawyer lobbyist with the Rath, Young & Pignatelli law firm. And among her clients that she registered for individually was William Wortman. He's CEO of Millennium Gaming, the outfit that wants to develop Rockingham Park. That fact alone has Republicans loudly crying foul. And, then take a look at John Kakavas. Prior to becoming U.S. attorney, he was in private practice and had a number of clients involved in charity gaming in New Hampshire, both gaming operators and people who rented gaming equipment. And then take Joe Foster. He was a vice chairman of Governor Lynch's Gambling Study Commission. And so all of this is going to get a lot of scrutiny should any of these folks end up getting picked.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers, who joins Morning Edition each Monday for the Political Front. We'll look at New Hampshire politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.